Okay, everybody, getting started with the class. Let's go. Wonder if I can get better light. No, that doesn't make any difference. Okay, just have to be satisfied with this light. So we'll start by chanting, and then we're parked at a park close to where we're gonna have our evening program. So we will go until the normal time, and then we'll stop, and then we're going to have an evening program after that about Lord Nrsingadev, and I think I'm going to broadcast that too, if you're interested in joining us. So first we're going to chant. And the guitar is here, but the car is too small to play the guitar. So Namaham Vishnupadaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Samaniti Dhamane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharinde Nivashesha Shunyavati Paschacha Dejatarinde Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadhi Govinda Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadhi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadhi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Jai Gaur, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jai Om Vishnupad, Paramahansa Parvatakacharya, also Tera Satishi Shima, His Divine Grace Savaya Chananada Bhaktivinoda Goswami, Srila Prabhupada Gijai, ISKCON Founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada Gijai, Ananda Gauti Vaishnava Vrinda Gijai, Namacharya, Srila Haridas Thakur Gijai, Param Sekaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Parabhunichananda Shidwaita Garadha, Srivasati Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Gijai, Sri Sri Radhakrishna Gopikapatna Nath Sai Mukund Radhakunda, Giri Govardhan ki jai, Vrindavanam ki jai, Mathuranam ki jai, Jagannatha Swami ki jai, Yamunamai ki jai, Srimati Lasi Devi ki jai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrindi ki jai, Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bol. All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Premananda, Hari 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 Bol. Anyway, trying to make the light better. Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Pudale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swamini Dinamani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pajarani Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschachate Shatarani. So Om Maganati Miranda Shaganjana Shlakaya Chakshur and Miditam Yena Tasmai Shigurave Namaha. So I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who so kindly opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge while I was blinded in the darkness of ignorance. So, welcome to the evening Chaitanya Charitamrita class, getting from the car on my way to a preaching program. I'm in a park right now. So, let's go into the Chaitanya Charitamrita. We're reading. Yeah, I know, it's the backlight from the rear window. So we're reading from, maybe if we go this way. No, it's always a backlight. So we're reading from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 9, text 271. Hey, whatever happened, that's better. I'll put my hand like this. Anyway, whatever happened, it was better light for a second. Yeah. Blocking the light behind me. Anyway. The main thing is to, hey, that's pretty good. Main thing is to read from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So let's go. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. All right, let's continue. Mukti Karma Dvivastu Chaje Bhakta Kana Se Dvistapa Tumi Saja Sadhana. All right. Both liberation and fruit of activity are rejected by devotees. You are trying to establish these things as life's goal and the process for attaining it. Of course, just to reiterate, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking to the Tattvabadis, the so-called followers of Sri Padmanvacharya. And the Tattvabadis, or these particular Tattvabadis, stated that the method of liberation was to follow Varnashram Dharma. And secondly, the goal is liberation. So they got it wrong on two accounts. One is, the method of becoming Krishna conscious is what? Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam. The nine processes of devotional service. That's the first point. And then the second point is, the goal is not liberation. The goal is bhakti. What is bhakti? Okay, I'm going to describe what bhakti is. Anya bilashita shunyam jnana karmana vritam anukuyena krishnana shilanam bhakturutamam. Bhakti is the goal of life which is devoid of desire for things of this world or liberation from this world. Karma and jnana. And it's simply the desire krishnanu shilanam bhakturutamam. Simply, the desire is to what? Please, Krishna. That's actually the topmost bhakti. That's the desire. It's not jnana, not karma, not liberation, which is jnana. It is simply to please the senses of Krishna and Krishna's pure devotees. Okay. So, next verse. So, the Tattvabadis were wrong on two accounts. On the Saja and the Sadhana. Saja, for those of you who don't remember, it actually means the goal. And Sadhana means the practice by which you can attain a particular goal. Let me open the windows up, get some air in here. Okay, next verse. Sanyasi deki amore karaha vanchana Na kahila teni saja sadhana lakshana. Hear those two words again. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued speaking to the Tattvabadi Acharya, seeing that I'm a mendicant in the renounced order of life. You've been playing with me in a duplicitous way, means cheating way. You have not actually described the process and ultimate objective. Shuni Tattvacharya Hailantare Lajita Prabhur Vaishnavata Tadeki Haila Vismita. After hearing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Acharya of the Tattvavada Sampradaya became very much ashamed. Upon observing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's rigid faith in Vaishnavism, he was struck with wonder. Acharya kahe tumi ekaha se sachaya Sarva Shastre Vaishnavera Ezunischaya. The Tattvabadi Acharya replied, "What you have said is certainly factual. It is the conclusion of all the revealed scriptures of the Vaishnavas. Tathapi Madhvacharya ye Kariyache Nirvana Se Acharya Sabe Sampradaya Sampanda." Still, whatever Madhvacharya has established as the formula for our party, we practice as a party policy. Oh my God, that is called blind following. Prabhu. Prabhu kahe karmi jnani dvi bhakti hina tumara sampradaya hi deki se dvi chana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, both the fruitive worker and the speculative philosopher are considered non-devotees. We see both elements present in your sampradaya. Wow. Because what is a devotee? Okay, a devotee is someone who is what? Devoted. Isn't that the definition of devotee? Devotee significa. Oh, sorry, I'm getting into my Spanish. Devotee means someone who is devoted. Devoted means love, means ready to serve the object of your love at any instance. Sabe eka guna deki tumara sampradaye sacha vigraha kare ishvare karaha nischaye. The only qualification I see in your sampradaya is that you accept the form of the Lord as truth. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to point out to the Tattvavadi Acharya, who belonged to the Madhvacharya Sampradaya, that the general behavior of the Tattvavadis did not favor pure devotional service, which must be devoid of the taints of fruitive activity and speculative knowledge. You find this expression again and again. Fruitive activity means basically the things of this world that you can touch, that you want. Panchamahabhuta. And speculative knowledge basically refers to the most subtle elements of the material creation, mind, intelligence, and false ego. And specifically, when one is concerned with those subtle elements of the material creation, one is concerned with mukti or liberation. As far as fruitive activity is concerned, the contamination is the desire for elevation to a higher standard of life. And for speculative knowledge, the contamination is desire to merge into the existence of the Absolute Truth, which is called liberation. The Tattvavada Sampradaya of the Madhvacharya school sticks to the principle of Varnashram Dharma, which involves fruitive activity. The ultimate goal, mukti, is simply a form of material desire. A pure devotee should be free from all kinds of material desire. He simply engages in the service of the Lord nonetheless. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was pleased that the Madhvacharya Sampradaya or the Tattvavada Sampradaya accepted the transcendental form of the Lord. This is the great qualification of the Vaishnava Sampradayas. It is the Mayavada Sampradaya that does not accept the transcendental form of the Lord. If a Vaishnava Sampradaya is also carried away by that impersonal attitude, that Sampradaya has no position at all. Sampradaya means disciplic succession, for those of you who don't know what that means. It is a fact that there are many so-called Vaishnavas whose ultimate merge into the existence of the Lord. The Sahaja's Vaishnava philosophy is to become one with the Supreme. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu points out that Sri Madhvacharya Puri accepted Madhavendra Puri accepted Madhvacharya only because his Sampradaya accepted the transcendental form of the Lord. So in other words, the one thing that's most positive in the Madhvacharya Sampradaya is the transcendental form of the Lord is accepted. Of course, Madhvacharya himself was a pure devotee of the Lord without any desire for liberation or fruit of gain like that, but many of his followers do not understand that point. That may come as a shock for all of you. But also we find sometimes that many followers, even a Prabhupada, don't understand that point. The point is to love Krishna, to want to serve Krishna, and that's it. That's the point. And the whole point is not Varnashram Dharma, although Varnashram Dharma can be utilized as a tool to regulate society. It can be, and Prabhupada did advocate for it once or twice. But that's not the goal, that's not the method to achieve pure Krishna consciousness. So try to understand that. This is really important. So we find many, many people, even in the Christian consciousness movement, who become enamored by rituals and this whole concept of Varnashram Dharma, and they want to relegate people to certain positions because of their birth, because of their gender, because of their nationality, whatever. This is like the Tattvavadis. So we don't advocate the Tattvavadi philosophy in our movement, although many devotees. You have to examine things. I mean, some people come to our movement just because, what? They just want a peaceful life and get prasadam, and there's nice devotees to look at. Anyway, not going to get into that. So, Eim mata tanra gare garva churna kari valgutirte tabe chale aila gorahari. Thus Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu broke the pride of the Tattvavadis to pieces. He then went to the holy place known as Phagu Tirtha. Tritakupe Vishaklara Karidarashana Panchapsara Tirte Aila Sachiranandana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the son of Mother Sachi, next went to Tritakupa, and after seeing the Vishala deity there, he went to the holy place known as Panchapsara Tirtha. This is a very interesting place. The Apsaras, denizens of the heavenly planets, are generally known as dancing girls. The girls in the heavenly planets are exquisitely beautiful, and if a woman on earth is found to be very beautiful, she is compared to the Apsaras. There were five Apsaras named Lata, Buddha, Samichi, Sarabhi, and Varna. It is said that these five beautiful dancing girls were sent by Indra to break the severe austerity of a saintly person called Achyuta Rishi. This action was typical of Indra, the king of heaven. Whenever Indra discovered someone undergoing severe austerities, he would begin to fear for his post. Indra was always anxious about his position, fearing that if someone became more powerful than he was, he would lose his elevated position. Thus, as soon as he would see a saint undergoing severe austerities, he would send dancing girls to distract him. Even the great saint Viswamitra Muni fell victim to his plan. When the five Apsaras went to break Achyuta Rishi's meditation, they were all chastised and cursed by the saint. As a result, the girls turned into crocodiles in a lake that came to be known as Panchapsara. Lord Ramachandra also visited this place. From Sri Narada Muni's narration, it is understood that when Arjuna came to visit the holy places, he learned about the condemnation of the five Apsaras. He delivered them from their abominable condition, and from that day, the lake known as Panchapsara became a place of pilgrimage. So I think I need to explain some things here. So, Indra is like the administrative head of heaven. We do not want to go to heaven. We want to serve Krishna. Wherever Krishna wants us to go. If he wants us to go to heaven, we will go to heaven. But actually, we just want to serve Krishna wherever Krishna wants us to serve us, to serve him, and wherever Prabhupada is, we want to be there. Okay, got that. So anyway, so Indra's there. He's very attached to his position. He understands that he became Indra because of execution of austerities. And so he's thinking that if other people are executing austerities, they're executing austerities for the purpose of, guess what? Becoming Indra. Yeah, that's called Atmavat Manite Jagat. In other words, one sees other people just like oneself. So he thinks, oh, they're executing austerities because they want to become Indra too. So therefore, he tries to interfere with their austerities. And he does this quite often. Prabhupada here mentions Viswamitra Muni. Viswamitra Muni was meditating. And then Indra sent down an Apsara to disturb his meditation. Because that was Urvashi. And he forgot about his meditation for many years, and as a result, Shakuntala was born. Anyway, there's a whole story about that. We don't have time to tell that story. But in any case, he stopped his austerities. And one time Indra thought he could stop even Narayan's austerities. The twin incarnations of the Lord, Narayan and Narayan, were meditating. Indra sent down some dancing girls, some springtime, whatever, Cupid. Actually, Cupid is there. He has his arrows of form, taste, smell, touch that really bewilder the spirit soul. And Narayan and Narayan Rishis, the twin incarnations, sons of Dharma, they actually yawned. And then Narayan and Narayan Rishis produced their own apsaras and gave one of them, that was Urvasi, to Indra to take back with him. So this is a common thing that happens. Very, very common. That if Indra becomes upset, not only does he send down dancing girls, but sometimes he does other things, like in the case of Prithu Maharaj, who was doing different sacrifices, the Ashwamedha sacrifices. He was going to do 100 of them, but Indra kept stealing the horses that were meant for that particular sacrifice, and Indra was taking the guise of different bogus sannyasis in order to do that. So this happens quite often. So this particular place is called Panchapsara, which means the five apsaras. Also, the word apsara, is a name of Srimati Radharani because she's the most beautiful person. She attracts even Krishna by her devotion. So, Gokarne Shiva Teki Aila Dvaipayani Surparaka Tirte Aila Nyasi Shiromani. After seeing Panchapsara, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Gokarna. Gokarna means the ear of a cow. While there, he visited the temple of Lord Shiva, and then he went to Dvaipayani. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the jewel of all sannyasis, then went to Surparaka Tirtha. Gokarna is situated in North Kannada, in the Karnataka state. It is about 33 miles southeast of Karwar. This place is very famous for the temple of Lord Shiva, known as Mahabaleshwara. That means great, powerful controller. Hundreds and thousands of pilgrims come to see this temple. Surparaka is about 26 miles north of Bombay in the Maharashtra province. Near Bombay is a district known as Tana and a place known as Supara. Surparaka is mentioned in the Mahabharata, Shanti Parva, 41:66-67. Kola Puri Lakshmi Deki, Dekena Kshira Bhagavati, Langa Ganesha Deki, Dekena Chora Parvati. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then visited the town of Kolhapura, where he saw the goddess of fortune in the temple of Shira Bhagavati and saw Langa Ganesh in another temple known as Chora Parvati. So Parvati is the goddess, Lord Shiva's wife, and Chora means the thief. See if there's an explanation of that here. Kolhapura is a town in the Maharashtra province, formerly known as Bombay Pradesh. Formerly, Kolhapura was a native state and is bordered on the north by the district of Santhara, on the east and south by the district of Belagrama, and on the west by the district Ratnagiri. In Kolhapura, there is a river named Orna. From the Bombay Gazette, there were about 250 temples, out of which six are very famous. These are Ambabai, Mahalakshmi, or the Mahalakshmi Mandira, 2, Vitoba Mandira, 3, Temblai Mandira, 4, Mahakali Mandira, 5, Purangai, or Putyangira Mandira, and 6, Yalama Mandira. So, text 282. Tathāyate pandarapure aila gaurachandra vithala vitakura deki paila ananda. From there, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Pandarapura, where he happily saw the temple of Vithala Thakura. Prabhupada explains, the city of Pandharapur is situated on the river Bhima. It is said that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu initiated Tukaram when he visited Pandharapura, and thus Tukarama became his disciple. So Tukarama, of course, is a very famous acharya in Maharashtra, and he has kirtan. Actually, Prabhupada's going to talk about that. Tukaram Acharya became very famous in the Maharashtra province, and he spread the Sankirtan movement all over the province. The Sankirtan party belonging to Tukarama is still very popular in Bombay and throughout the province of Maharashtra. Tukaram's writings are known as Abhangas. His Sankirtan party exactly resembles the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sankirtan parties, where they chant the holy name of the Lord with mridanga and karatels. The Lord Vitaladeva mentioned in this verse is a form of Lord Vishnu with two hands. He is Narayana. Interesting story of Tukarama. So Tukarama, I'll just tell it very quickly. Tukarama is a great devotee of the Lord, and he was married to a wife, just like Prabhupada's wife, who did not really appreciate his devotion. And he still continued his service to the Lord in spite of all the opposition from family members, his wife, and everything like that. And there's so many stories about Tukaram, which I don't have time to tell today. But ultimately, it came time for him to go back to home, back to Godhead. And he invited his wife to go. The airplane from the spiritual world came to pick him up to take him back to Godhead. And he said to his wife, "My dear Priya, you can hop on the airplane too." And she said, "No, I want to stay with my family." Oh my God. So she wanted to stay with her family. And then he hopped on the airplane, went back to Godhead, and there's some description. He waved to his wife, and that was it. So you got a choice. You can go back to Godhead. Prabhupada's giving us the opportunity to go back to Godhead. But we were saying, "I just want to stay here. I have so many responsibilities, so many family members, children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren. Pooh. It will never end." Text 283. Prema veshe kaila bahuta kirtana nartana tahaneka vipratanre kaila nimantrana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted and danced in various ways as usual. A Brahmin, seeing him in ecstatic love, was very pleased and invited the Lord to his home for lunch. Bahuta dare prabhuke bhikshakuraila Vikshakari tataheka shubhavartapaila. The Brahmana offered Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu food with great respect and love. After finishing his lunch, the Lord received auspicious news. Madhava puri rashisha shiranga puri nama se grame vipragre grihe karena vishrama. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu received word that Sri Rangapuri, one of the disciples of Sri Madhavendrapuri, was present in that village at the home of a Brahmin. So that means Rangapuri would be the godbrother of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's spiritual master. So he was very happy to see his spiritual master's godbrother. Shuniya chalila prabhu tanre deki bhare vipragrihe vasya chena dekila Tan Hare. Hearing this news, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately went to see Sri Rangapuri at the Brahmana's home. Upon entering, the Lord saw him sitting there. Prema veshe karyat tan re danda paranama ashupalaka kampa arvange pade gama. As soon as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Sri Rangapuri, immediately offered him obeisances and ecstatic love, falling flat on the ground. The symptoms of transcendental transformation were visible, namely tears, jubilation, and inspiration. Dekhiya vismita haila Sri Rangapuri ramana uthaha Sri Padabali palila vachana. Upon seeing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in such an ecstatic mood, Sri Rangapuri said, "Your Holiness, please get up." Sri Pada Dharamora Goshanira Sambanta Dahabina Nyatranahiye Primaraganda. Your Holiness is certainly related to Sri Madhavendra Puri, without whom there is no fragrance of ecstatic love. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur remarks that up to the advent of His Holiness Sripad Lakshmipati Tirtha, it was the system in the disciplic succession of Madhvacharya to worship Lord Krishna alone. After Srila Madhavendra Puri, worship of both Radha and Krishna was established. For this reason, Sri Madhavendra Puri is accepted as the root of worship in ecstatic love, unless one is connected to the disciplic succession of Madhavendra Puri. There is no possibility of awakening the symptoms of ecstatic love. The word Goshani is significant in this connection. The spiritual master who is fully surrendered unto the personality of Godhead and has no other business than to the Lord's service is called the best of the Paramahamsas. A Paramahamsa has no program for sense gratification. He is interested only in satisfying the senses of the Lord. One who has control of the senses in this way is called a Goshani or Goswami, master of the senses. The senses cannot be controlled unless one is engaged in the service of the Lord. Therefore, the bona fide spiritual master, who has full control over his senses, engages 24 hours a day in the Lord's service. The title Goswami cannot be inherited, but can be given only to a bona fide spiritual master. So, of course, the word Goswami means not a swami who goes, but go means senses. Swami means what? Controller. So one who controlled or master. Master of the senses. One who is not controlled by the senses. Because in this world, Adanda Gopir Vishadam Damishram Punak Punas Charvita Charvananam. We are all controlled by our senses. But a great devotee controls his senses. Rishikeno, Rishikesha, Sevanam, Bhakti, Ruchite, engages them in Krishna's service. There were six great Goswamis of Vrindavan, Srila Rupa, Sanatan, Bhatta Raghunath, Sri Jiva, Gopal Bhatta, and Dasa Raghunath, and none of them inherited the title of Goswami. In other words, it wasn't a family name. All the Goswamis of Vrindavan were bona fide spiritual masters situated on the highest platform of devotional service, and for that reason they were called Goswamis. All the temples of Vrindavan were certainly started by the six Goswamis. Later, the worship in the temples was entrusted to some householder disciples of the Goswamis. And since then, the hereditary title of Goswami has been used. However, only one who was a bona fide spiritual master expanding the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Krishna consciousness movement, and who is in full control of his senses, can be addressed as a Goswami. Unfortunately, the hereditary process is going on. Therefore, at the present moment, in most cases, the title is being misused due to ignorance of the word's etymology. Etymology means the derivation of the meaning. That's the word etymology. So, in other words, Goswami means controller of the senses, but it's become an hereditary title, which actually has no meaning at this particular juncture. But in our Krishna conscious movement, if someone is given the title Swami or Goswami, they have to live up to the characteristics of a Swami or Goswami, which is the same thing. So, Etabali Prabhu ke Uthana Kaila Lingana Galagali Karidunhe Karena Krandana. After saying this, Sri Rangapuri lifted Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu up and embraced him. As they embraced shoulder to shoulder, they both began to cry in ecstasy. Shaneke aveshachari dunhara daira haila Ishwara purira sambandha goshani janaila. After some moments, they came to their senses and became patient. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then informed Sri Rangapuri about his relationship with Sri Ishwara Puri. Of course, he was the disciple of Sri Ishwara Puri. Adbhuta premera vanya dunaro talila dunhe manya kari dunhe anande vasila. They were both inundated by the wonderful ecstasy of love that was aroused in them. Finally, they sat down and respectfully began to converse. Dvijane Krishna Kata. So, in other words, when one sees a devotee of the Lord, one should feel ecstasy. And if one doesn't feel ecstasy, you got problems, buddy. Spiritual problems. I mean, real devotee of the Lord. Dvijane Krishna Kata. Kahira Tridane, Emate Gunaila Punches Shata Dine. In this way, they discussed topics about Lord Krishna continually for 5 to 7 days. Kotuke Puri Tanre Puchila Janmastan, Koshanika Tuke Kahina Navadvipa Nama. Out of curiosity, Sri Rangapuri asked Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about his birthplace. And the Lord informed him that it was Navadvipa Dham, Shimadava Purira Sange, Shirangapuri, Purve Asiachila Tenho, Nadia Nagari. Shirangapuri had formerly gone to Navadvip with Sri Madhavendra Puri, and he had therefore remembered, wow, the incidents that had taken place there. Jagannatha Mishra Gare Bhiksha Ye Karila Apurva Mochara Ganta Dhanye Kaila. As soon as Sri Rangapuri recalled Navadvipa, he also recalled accompanying Sri Madhavendra Puri to the house of Jagannatha Mishra, where Rangapuri had taken lunch. He even remembered the taste of an unprecedented curry made of banana flowers. Jagannathera Brahmani Tenha Mahapativrata Vatsalya hiena tena yena jagan mata. Sri Rangapuri also remembered the wife of Jagannath Mishra. She was very devoted and chaste. As for her affection, she was exactly like the mother of the universe. Wow. Randane nipunatan samanahi tribhuvane putra samasneha karena sanyasivo jane. He also remembered how Sri Jagannath Mishra's wife, Sachi Mata, was expert in cooking. He recalled that she was very affectionate toward the sannyasis and fed them exactly like her own sons. This is Vaishnava hospitality. Tanra heka yogya putra kariyache sannyasa Shankaranya nama tanra apavayasa. Sri Rangapuri also remembered that one of her deserving sons had accepted the renounced order at a very young age. His name was Sankaranya. That was Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's elder brother, who was an expansion of Balaram. Etirte Sankaranya yera siddhi prapti hela prastave Sri Rangapuri eteka kahila. Sri Rangapuri informed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that the sannyasi named Sankaranya had attained perfection in that holy place, Pandarapura. Wow. So Prabhupada explains what I just explained, that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's elder brother was named Vishwarupa. He left home before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and accepted the sannyasa order under the name Shankaranya Sami. He traveled all over the country and finally went to Pandarapura, where he passed away after attaining perfection. In other words, he entered the spiritual world after giving up his mortal body at Pandarapura. Sri Rangapuri, a disciple of Sri Madhavendra Puri and godbrother of Rishwara Puri, disclosed this important news to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prabhukahe Purashrame Tena Mora Brata Jagannatha Mishra Purvashrame Mora Pita. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, in my previous ashrama, Shankaranya was my brother and Jagannath Mishra was my father. That means before he took sannyas. Because when one takes sannyas, you are basically civilly dead. So you can say my previous life or my previous ashram, Purva ashrama. But actually, when you take sannyas, there's no more bodily connections. You can see your mother, yes, that's a fact, but your internally, your identification simply has to be Yastu sarani bhutani atmane vanupashati sarva bhutesha chatmanam tatogne yupshate. To see all living entities equally. Vidya vinyasampane ramani kavihoshtani shuni chaiva swapake cha pandita samadarshanaha. Okay. Next. Emata dvijane shtagoshtikari dvaraka dekite chalila shiranga puri. After finishing his talks with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Rangapuri started for Dwarka Dham. Dina charitata prabhuke rakila brahmana. This question, is it true that when Nityananda Prabhu was traveling with the sannyasi, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered his body? Nityananda Prabhu was traveling with which sannyasi? First of all, it's understood that Shankaranya Swami, who was Visvarup, was an expansion of Nityananda, expansion of Balaram. So that's the point. He's considered an expansion. And when he left this world, then that expansion entered into Lord Nityananda. So that's the story. Dinachare kata tata prabhuke rakila brahmana bhimanadi snanakari karina vitaladarshana. After Sri Rangapuri departed for Dwarka, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained with the Brahman at Pandarapura for 4 more days. He took his bath in the Bhima River and visited the temple Vithala. Tabe Mahaprabhu Aila Krishna Vainvatire Nanatirthade Gitan Devata Mandire. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu next went to the bank of the Krishna Venva River, where he visited many holy places and temples of various gods. They may say, various gods? What is he going to the demigod temples for? Well, he's respecting them as servants of Krishna. This river is a branch of the river Krishna. It is said that Thakur Bilvamangal resided on the banks of this river, which is also called the Vina, the Veni, the Sina, and the Bhima. Ramana Samaja Sabha Vaishnava Charita Vaishnava Sakala Pade Krishna Karnamrita. The Brahmana community there was composed of pure devotees. They regularly studied a book entitled Krishna Karnamrita, which was composed by Bilvamangal Thakur. This book was composed by Bilvamangal Thakur in 112 verses. There are 2 or 3 other books bearing the same name, and there are also 2 commentaries in Bilvamangala's book. One commentary was written by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, and the other by Chaitanya Das Goswami. That's not Chaitanya. That's another Chaitanya Das Goswami. Krishna Karnamrita Shuni Prabhura Ananda Haila Agraha Karaiha Punti Lekhaila. Great eagerness, he had it copied and took it with him. Because it's described later on, this is one of the books that Lord Chaitanya read in Jagannath Puri during the final years of his pastimes. Karnamrita samavastu nahi tribhuvane yaha haite haya Krishna Krishna shuddha prema jane. There's no comparison to the Krishna Karnamrita within the 3 worlds. By studying this book, one is elevated to the knowledge of pure devotional service to Krishna. Wow. Sundarya Madhurya Krishna Leela Rahavati Sejane Karnamrita Pade Niravati. One who constantly reads the Krishna Karnamrita can fully understand the beauty and melodious taste of the pastimes of Lord Krishna. Brahma Sangita Karnamrita Dvipunti Pana Maharadna Prayapai Aila Sangelana. The Brahma Sangita and Krishna Karnamrita were 2 books that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu considered to be the most valuable jewels. Therefore, he took them with him on his return trip to Jagannath Puri. Tapasnana Kadiyala Mahishmati Pure Nana Tirtha Dekitan Narmadara Tire. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu next arrived at the banks of the river. Tapi, after bathing there, he went to Mahishmati Pura. There he's serving holy places on the banks of the river Narmada. Let's see if I can finish that purport. Yeah, and then we'll take questions. The river Tapi is also known as Tapti. The river's source is a mountain called Multai, and the river flows westward through the state of Saurashtra into the Arabian Sea. Maheshmati Pura. Maheshwar is mentioned in the Mahabharata in connection with Sahadev's victory. Sahadev, the youngest brother of the Pandavas, conquered that part of the country. As stated in the Mahabharata, Tato ratnanyupadaya purhim mahishmatim yayau tatra nilena rajasa chakri yudam nararishabaha. After acquiring jewels, Sahadev went to the city of Mahishmati where he fought with a king named Nila. Okay, so that's... we finished. Let me just write this down so I have a record of this. That's 311. So 271 to 311 today. To 311. Let me just write this down so I have a record of it. Okay, and now... whoops. No other questions. So let's see if we have any questions. You can either ask your questions by raising your hand... you can ask your questions by typing in something, and I think the first person who has a question is Mr. Gopal, the original Gopal. And I am going to unmute you, or allow you to unmute yourselves. So Gopal, ask a question. Get some light.
Thank you.
Right here so you can see me better. Can you hear me?
Yes, Gurudev.
Okay, ask your question or forever hold your peace.
Yesterday, you were talking about devotees don't think about or maintain a desire to go back to Godhead because they want to do the maximum service for Krishna and for their spiritual master.
You got it.
And yet, and of course, we hear in Bhagavad Gita that the one who's most dear to Krishna is one who preaches.
You got it.
So today, we heard about Tukaram, who the flower airplane came and took him back to Godhead, but he left his wife here. And I'm assuming others because she wanted to be with her family members.
You got it.
So we assume that Tukaram is a pure devotee. Why did he agree to go back to Godhead when there was still...
well, because Krishna wanted him to go back to Godhead. He never asked to go back to Godhead. Krishna wanted to. Krishna has some service for him in the spiritual world. So a devotee goes wherever Krishna wants. And sometimes, you know, you can preach and preach and preach and preach and preach, and preach to your family members, and it's not going to do a bit of good because they won't listen. Can you think of another example of that?
Gee.
Not your family members. I'm talking about someone, anyway, Prabhupada.
Yeah.
Prabhupada preached, and he preached, and he preached, and his wife interfered with his preaching. She took a feather duster and tried to blow dust in the faces of all Prabhupada's guests. And so Prabhupada thought, you know, that's, what am I wasting my time for? You know, at a certain point, you can beat a dead horse, but he's not going to get up and walk. So we spend our time talking to people. We spend our time talking to people who will listen. We don't waste our time. Right? As second-class devotees, or trying to be second-class madhyamadikaris, what do? People who are inimical, people who don't want to hear, we just say, you know, we pray for you, but, you know, it's too bad. We don't have time. Whether that means family members, whether that means whatever they are. You understand?
Yes, Gurudev, thank you.
So, I mean, Tukaram spent his whole life trying to get his wife. I mean, there's so many interesting mystical stories about Tukaram and how he got money and things like that, which I'm not going to tell right now. But he spent his whole life trying to get his wife to take up Krishna consciousness, and she just was trying to interfere. So, but if one has a nice wife who wants to take up Krishna consciousness, one has a nice husband, then, you know, that's nice. But otherwise, what does it say? Oh, yeah. Sorry about this particular quote. A son who is neither a devotee nor a learned person is called, does anyone know the word? Starts with an M. You can type it.
Mutra.
Type it. Someone should type it. Anyway, mutra. So I didn't let you type it. Mutra. So a son who can save the parent is known as putra. So here's another question. Sometimes in the scriptures we hear 3 lokas and sometimes 14 lokas. Could you explain both? Both the classifications are correct. Because the 14 lokas, even though you can't divide it by 3, the 3 planetary systems, upper, middle, and lower. So these 14 lokas are actually situated in one of these 3 planetary systems. They're not divided equally, obviously, because you can't take 14 and divide it by 3, and even you can't have a half loka. So, but anyway, there's 3 planetary systems, just like there's different countries, and there's a different amount of people in each country, so there's a different amount of lokas in each of the 3 planets, upper, middle, and lower planetary systems. So that's why it says 3, it doesn't say 3 lokas, it's 3 planetary systems, 3 divisions of planetary systems. So that's the answer to that one. And Gopal sent his favorite word, mutra. So, Rishikesh, you have a question. Ask now.
Hi, Krishna Gurudev. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine.
Okay. In Shikshastakam, we say, I nanda tanuja kinkaram, my Lord, please pick me up from this miserable place. You know. There, you know, there is no such... And on your side, and I'm hearing from you that, you know, we should really pray for service. It doesn't matter where Krishna puts us. So what is the right mood
that's
here?
Well, that's the verse you just quoted. Ayananda tanuja kinkaram patitam am vishme bhavamudo kripya tava padabhaga jastite stitaduli sadrasam vachintaya. What does that verse mean? It means, oh my Lord, Ananda tanuja kinkaram, I am your servant. Patita mam, but I am falling, Vishme Bhavambudo, in this horrible ocean of birth and death. Please fix me up as one of the atoms at your lotus feet. So atom at your lotus feet means your servant. Same thing. So we should be praying to love Krishna so much that we serve him spontaneously. Right now we are serving him according to Vaidhi, rules and regulations. Just like, you know, in the temple, of course, there's the Vaidhi rule that you get up early in the morning. And whether one feels like it or not. And then you go to the Mangalarti, and then you go to the class. Anityam Bhagavata Sevaya. You hear a Bhagavatam class every day. So these are the Vaidhi rules. But then ultimately one comes to Raghunuga to serve the Lord spontaneously. So that's really what we want, to serve the Lord from the heart spontaneously, and that's what Krishna likes. Now, right now it is 6 p.m. where I am, and I have to be at someone's house in exactly 2 minutes, and they're 2 minutes away from this park. We're at a very nice park where we gave this class, and I'll show you the park. So, whoops, that's wrong. That's not the park. That's my chakra, which I use it with my disciples. So this is the park. So here we go. Of course, there's no picnic benches here, else I would have given the class from the picnic bench, but that's Krishna's arrangement. So we'll see everybody tomorrow night, same time, same station. Tomorrow night's a Sunday program here, so I probably will be doing the Chaitanya Charitamrita, but I don't know, but it will be the same time, same station tomorrow evening. All glories to, or tomorrow morning if you're in Australia. All glories to His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhakti Vananta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.